USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Indonesia is the latest country to deal with a surge in coronavirus cases, taxing medical resources in the island nation. The country's health ministry is saying that medical oxygen supplies are being used faster than expected, leading to shortages. According to the World Health Organization, the nation saw its highest number of deaths in a single day on Wednesday, with more than 1,000 fatalities. WHO data showing that new cases are increasing by about 30,000 a day for the last several days. And financial leaders from the group of 20 countries announced Saturday that they've agreed to a corporate tax plan in principle that would establish a global minimum corporate tax and shift how multinationals are taxed based on where they sell their products and services and not just where their headquarters are located. The leaders will try to have the plan ready for discussion and possible approval at a meeting by the national leaders of the G20 in October. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration's plan to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive the COVID-19 vaccination, reports have surfaced that members of the Oregon National Guard will be used in the Beaver State. John Clemens reports.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door to door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Taliban says it's in control of most of Afghanistan after making rapid gains for most of the last week. At a press conference in Moscow, Taliban leaders claimed to be in control of 85% of the country and that they were engaged in power-sharing negotiations with the Afghan government, though some reports say that their control actually extends over only about a third of the country. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson met with the Taliban in that role in 1998 and says that he agrees with President Biden's decision to pull American troops from the country. He tells Fox News that it's time for the Afghan security forces to defend themselves and that the United States is not completely abandoning Afghanistan.
Now, we're not abandoning the area. We're not cutting and run. We still are giving them advanced weaponry, training. We're trying to get surrounding countries to help us with this effort. The Afghan security forces, they're well trained. It's been a matter of political will. The political leadership there in Afghanistan has been shaky, but they've got to get their act together. But we're, I think, ready to help financially with more weapons, with training, organizing, diplomacy, but it's not going to be easy. But I do support the president's decision because the outcome is uncertain. But we are providing resources. We're not leaving. We're giving strategic help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.